Welcome to the Kosafa Show with Mark Gleason and Nick Say.
Welcome to the latest episode of the Kosafa Show, where we talk all things match officials and the video assistant referee. We speak to three referees from the Kosafa region who are off to the upcoming Total Energies CAF Women's African Cup of Nations that will be played in Morocco from July 5 to 26. They tell us all about their refereeing journey. But first, we discuss the VAR system that was implemented from the very first match at the Hollywood Bets Kosafa Cup in Mangwang. Kosafa referees manager Felix Tangorima and Kosafa VAR technician Rami Gamal tell us all about the system and how it was put in place, as well as the extensive plans they have for the region and beyond.
This is, I believe, the first region in the world, perhaps, to have VAR from the first game to the last. Obviously, a very exciting moment for Kosafa. Just how did we get to this point?
Really, I'm so excited, as well as the Kosafa community. Really, everybody is excited because this is a historic day for Kosafa. You know, we have been working so hard to come to this day. As you said, we are the only zone, the only region to start VAR from game one. And this has been quite a lot of work behind it. You know, we started training the referees. As you know, we cannot officiate without trained referees. Initially, when we were doing quarterfinals and finals, we did not have enough referees because we were training. They needed to get the mileage. They needed to get certified. But at the moment, we have enough referees to take the tournament through for the all 24 games. That's why you see now we are starting with game one. But like I said, this is historic for Kosafa. This is historic for CAF, because in CAF there is no other region which actually is doing VAR from game one. And throughout the world, if there is, it's very maybe one or two. But we have just broken the ground for everybody. So we are so excited as Kosafa is a zone.
And Rami, if I can come to you, if we talk about the technical equipment and whatnot needed behind this, the cameras and whatnot, can you just explain to us a little bit about how all of that works?
Yes, we have received from CAF equipment last year. Because this is our the project now to start to train the referees, because we have also some referees for the development. We need also to certify him to cover, for example, the youth tournament. We have under 17, we have under 20. So yeah, we have enough now equipment. For example, for this tournament, we have two stadiums we need to cover, and also we have simulator in another stadium, so we cover all activities to get referees to knowledge and to know exactly how VAR is working.
And Felix, if I come back to you, I know that Kosafa has done a lot of development work within the region as well, in Zambia, in Botswana. If you could just run us through that program.
Yes, we actually, as Kosafa, we felt that it was important that we move out to our MAs. It's cheaper for the MAs if we go there and train the referees in their countries, simply because if we call them to one center, we are looking at the airfares for about 30 referees, which is very, very expensive. And we actually have a program that we are moving out to the national associations. We were in Zambia, and we had about 40 referees, which we trained. Like I said, it's not a once-off activity. It's a process. But when we train them, you'll find out it's much easier for the national association, because they will bring all their Premier League referees and they go through the process. And after Zambia, we have been to Botswana. I must say we are very excited by Botswana, the response they are doing. And Botswana is likely to be the first country to roll out VAR, because up to now, they've actually going to have their national cup, live on VAR on the 21st of this month. They would have wanted it earlier, but it was clashing with this tournament. But Botswana, really, they are prepared. Everybody involved in Botswana, they are really prepared. We also had a meeting with Zimbabwe. Zimbabwe also wants to bring the VAR in their country. Mozambique as well. Mozambique, we actually delayed them because, you remember, we were waiting for our equipment. But the moment we actually have space, we'll then go back to Mozambique. So what we are doing is we are now moving to our national associations to try and cut the expenses of training. As you know, as COSAFA, we are just giving them training free of charge. They just cater for our you know, domestic travel and accommodation. So this is the program we have. So we are going to be working quite extensively within the zone, moving to the zone rather than the zones coming to us.
Back to you. If you could just explain, as Mr. Felix says, about having training in Zambia, for example, can you explain a little bit about what that entails? Obviously, there's training on the field, there's training in the simulator. Yes, can you just explain?
Exactly. But let me start also for the very important point for our programs. We not only to work with the referees. We bring the operator, we bring technician, because we need also to train him, because it's long term now. So we need to have also enough maximum or minimum number of the technician. Like this competition, we have two technicians, we have two operator. We train with the live matches, with the training. Matches as well.
And is that what equipment do you use? Is there special programs that you use? How does that all work?
Okay, for the VR we have a lot of equipment, but it's very important. Each equipment you must be certified by FIFA, because it must be tested by FIFA before we are using. We have a lot of company, but we have already one for the equipment. This is one we're using. We have VR off-site line technology. It's also is certified by FIFA. We're working for now with a lot of new functions to help the referees to because for us it's very important to get the tools to get the referees to how to analyze and how to communicate with the communications as well.
And Mr. Felix, through all of this training, have you been impressed at the level of the referees that have come through the training? Do you feel like the region is ready for VAR?
You know, if I tell you how excited I am, it's incredible. The referees, the response they have actually given us, like I said, now we have enough referees. We can actually change referees every game. We are not going to repeat. We have enough referees to do that. And again, you find out in this project, as we were preparing our referees, we were not alone. We were getting the support of FIFA. FIFA was sending an instructor. They sent an instructor to Zambia. They sent an instructor to Botswana. And up to yesterday, we had an instructor from FIFA who is helping us as well. As well as CAF, they are also sending some technicians to help us in our, you know, our training of our technicians. So you find out that the progress we have made, you know, we started from zero ground. And even in this particular tournament, the referees we had certified referees, we had development referees, because we are actually looking at the development aspect of it. That's why we are bringing some referees who are on development. Because they are on development, they are not yet certified. They are not going to officiate live games, because they can only officiate if they are certified. So you find out that we have half of our tournament referees, they are on development. And again, as our normal, you know, program of development, the local hosting city or national association brings their about 10 of their referees. But for SAFA, we had 6 of their Premier League referees. And I tell you, for them, they really benefited. And we are talking of SAFA because they are talking about VAR in the near future. Already, they've got somewhere to start with. So really, we are quite excited. We are quite happy with the response from the referees themselves and the engineers, I mean, the operators as well. Because what we are trying to do, like Rami was saying, now we have our equipment. We have our certified referees. But we need to have our own certified, you know, operators and technicians. And this is what we are working on behind the scenes during this tournament. We intend to have our operators certified. We have actually put them in a very intensive program for training. We were doing it in the morning, and every morning they're actually being trained. So what we are doing is, as we train referee simulators, in the process, we are also training our operators. So we want to produce more referees as much as can be possible. The only problem, challenge we have is, you know, in this region, we don't have many countries playing with VAR. So sometimes it's not easy to, you know, to practice. So it's only when they come here that they can actually have the facilities. But we are actually heading in the right direction.
And if we just talk about the technology again, Remy, obviously for a lot of leagues and whatnot, a cost is a major factor. Do you see in the future that, I don't know, things like AI, etc., will help with VAR and perhaps bring down costs?
Video support, it's equipment for the country. We don't have cost to cover the VR standard. So it's the least cost, at least with a minimum for the camera. For example, if you say four cameras, yeah, we can cover in the league, we can get also for all the member associations. Yeah, this is what was also COSAFA, we're looking for the youth tournament. For example, to bring VR in a youth tournament sometimes is very difficult. You know, you have some country maybe is far. So we're looking now for the similar equipment is already, we get approved from FIFA, we call video support. So I think in this way, many member association, we can involve video support as well, yeah.
And just last one, Mr. Felix, the future, if we look to the future, what plans do we have in place? What is COSAFA hoping to do in the VR space in the next 2 to 5 years?
I think as COSAFA, we are the leader in the continent, and we want to remain that way. We want to continue the way we are. We are not going to reduce our standard because we have set our bar up to this level, and there is no way we are going to go down. And I can assure you, all our tournaments this year, they are going to be VR from game one to the last game. And again, it's a big, big, big achievement for COSAFA, a big achievement for Africa, because we are actually, if I tell you, our VAR, the ladies here, they are dominating in terms of VAR in CAF tournaments. So for us, we are very happy that our products are actually going to the continent and to help the continent, you know, in their VAR, you know, projects. So for us, really, this is a plus for COSAFA. This is a plus for Africa, because we are actually now like a training ground for them. And I can tell you, you'll find out some other zones, they want to bring their referees. Like right now, we have a Kenyan referee who is here to be trained with us, to enjoy what we have, because they felt that, look, if we go to COSAFA, they will enjoy these benefits they will not get in other areas. So really, we want to remain number one in Africa, and we will not, you know, reduce our level. The bar is here, and every tournament in this year is going to be with VAR from game one.
A total of 6 match officials from the COSAFA region will do duty at the Total Energies CAF Women's Africa Cup of Nations in Morocco. We chat to 3 of them, Letitia Viana from Eswatini, Maria Rivette from Mauritius, and Akona Makalima from South Africa, as well as referees instructor Abdul Ibrahim.
My name is Letitia Viana from Eswatini, and I am a VAR.
Letitia, you going to the WAFCON, one of the greatest appointments for any match officials. How do you feel?
It feels good. It feels good. I'm going confident, thanks to COSAFA, because most of COSAFA tournaments have got VAR, so I've had time to practice, and it's always good to have an opportunity to represent your country and COSAFA as well.
And personally, what does it mean? And when you look at tournaments like your COSAFA, where you get the grounding, and I know you've done other big tournaments, but how does it feel this time going to the WAFCON, the 2025-2024 WAFCON?
For me, this WAFCON, because the last one I was on the field, so for me this one is very special because it's the first one where I'll be fully VAR. So it's also a test to myself to see if I've progressed over the years, and also to learn more from the other instructors and the other VARs that I'll meet there.
And what are you hoping to achieve in looking at the tournament like COSAFA that has really given you the background, the backing, and what are you hoping to achieve when you get to a tournament of that magnitude?
WAFCON is always a door to the World Cup. The last World Cup I did was 2023 under 17 as VAR. So I'd like to go to Senior World Cup. So being at a senior women's tournament in our continent is where I will actually be able to test myself. Because you see here in COSAFA, it's males. Males play different from females. World Cup will be females. So the analysis, learning how to analyze movement of women, of men, I think it will improve my skills.
And as an individual, your country is not at the WAFCON, right?
Yes.
But you there representing, flying the flag high.
It's always an honor. Before we didn't have it, so now I'm there. It's always an honor to open the door for those who are coming after me so that they can see that it's possible, so that people also know that there's Eswatini out there, because I get it a lot. Where's Eswatini? A lot of questions, but it's always an opportunity to show that my country is actually there.
I'm Maria Rivet from Mauritius, and I've been selected for the WAFCON, which will be in next month, in some days to come. So I have been selected there in this tournament as a VAR, video assistant referee.
And what does it mean for you as an individual to be selected for such a big tournament?
It's a big pride for my country, my association, and for COSAFA, because we are there to represent everything there. Okay, so it's a pride because it won't be my first WAFCON, but I will be there for the first time as a video match official.
And how important is it for referees, match officials, VAR officials, especially from this region, to also be in part of, in these tournaments like your WAFCON, your World Cup?
Okay, and as you know, WAFCON is the top competition for the women in Africa. So it will be a big pride for me and my other colleagues representing COSAFA there, as it is a bridge for us to go one step above, that means for FIFA tournament.
And talking about FIFA tournaments, I know it's not up to you, but how wonderful would it be for you to be in the final of the WAFCON?
Ah, yes, it would be a big pride. Eh? And it's not my first. I could say that I've been one of the VMO during the AFCON, the men, okay? I was even in the final as assistant VAR. So it was a big pride. Big pride for a woman to be there in the final for a men's, the top competition in Africa.
And lastly, your country is not in the WAFCON, but you are in the WAFCON.
Yes.
That also brings pride to the country.
Yes, like I previously said, I'm not only representing my federation, but it's the whole country, because I've been the only one to be selected, and my national team is not playing. So I'm representing the flag of the national of our country, the flag of COSAFA, to WAFCON there in Morocco.
My name is Akona Makalima. I'm from South Africa, and I will be the referee at the AFCON.
Akona, good news coming from KEF, saying that you're one of the six COSAFA ladies going to the COSAFA match officials going to the WAFCON. How exciting is that?
Very exciting, and it's a great honor to be selected amongst the phenomenal women in Africa, to be amongst the 18, and also to be amongst the six from the region. The reason I'm saying that it is a great honor, it's because we are seeing how ladies are now taking up space and how they have been sharpened by the region, and we can see that the region has produced quite a number of match officials. So to be selected and be there to be amongst the six, that's a great honor. It's amazing. It's exciting.
This is not your first WAFCON, but how special will this one be?
It's very special because all the times you constantly have to challenge yourself and sharpening yourself. It's going to be special also because it's my third AFCON. And sometimes you feel like when the road is getting a little bit hard, you find a lot of challenges. And there are points where there were times where you feel like with all the challenges that I have been facing, am I going to make it to the third one? Because you see the challenge, you see ladies working hard, and we can see younger referees, fresh and strong, coming up. And now as an experienced referee, you cannot just sit back and say, no, I've been there before. You constantly have to work hard. You constantly have to prove yourself. You constantly have to prove it to COSAFA, to make COSAFA happy, to make COSAFA proud. So I am extremely happy. I am extremely happy. I cannot wait to be amongst the other ladies.
I've spoken to the other match officials that are accompanying you to Morocco in July next month. And they all say this is also a stepping stone to the World Cup.
100%, 100%. It is a stepping stone towards the World Cup in Brazil 2027. But obviously, we still have a long road that we still have to work. Going over there, it's just focusing on each day at a time. What do I need to improve? How do I improve? Okay, today I'm doing this one thing at a time. And also keeping up in shape with all the opportunities that we are being given at COSAFA. I mean, it is also giving us a little bit of a push, a little bit, I would say a little bit a push towards other referees, or we are having an advantage because we have practicing VAR with all the equipment, with all the necessary skills, with all the experiences of our technical coaches, our physical coaches, the VAR now that we are practicing. It's really putting us ahead. So we will be working very hard going to the 2027. We're not going to be excited. We're not going to be surprised when we get to 2027 because of all the things that COSAFA is putting in place for us. And then when we go to CAF, we are ready to show up. We are ready to compete, not to just go there and be filling in numbers. You want to go to the World Cup to compete. You want to go to the AFCON to compete with all the skills, with all the experience and the technical coaches the experience that the coaches are giving us. We have Johnny Sigazwe, we have Gladys Lengwe that have seen this, that are experienced. We have Gomez, we have Jerome Damon that are giving us all these experiences. So we really want to thank COSAFA and also Mr. Felix and all the instructors that are really putting the good work to make us ready for the big stage.
And for you, perhaps another special thing, lastly, is that you've got the South African flag flying here and you've got Banyana Banyana alongside you. How does that make you feel?
Don't do that. I'm excited because, you know, it only tells us that our football is improving. Our football has grown a lot. Even though you want to see yourself walking in the podium, but also you know that your team is also there to compete. You are also there to compete on your side. I mean, we are doing very well as a country. We must be proud of ourselves. When we are growing, we really have to clap and say, okay, we are heading somewhere good. We have a very good, strong league, which is the Hollywood Bets in South Africa, that I feel it is really giving our ladies a good push for them to have a better competition. We are also exposed in those leagues to say, if we are having this league growing like this, we are also growing on the other side. So I am excited. I cannot wait where they will. I cannot wait to see how far they will go. Also, we cannot wait to see how far the match officials can go. Either way, whoever wins, we win as a country. For me, whoever wins is okay. So I'm excited.
Thank you and all the best.
Thank you so very much. See you on the touchline.
My name is Abdul Ibrahim, and at the COSAFA tournament, I am a referee's instructor as well as the referee's coordinator.
Abdul, we've got good news coming out of the COSAFA region. 6 referees going to the WAFCON, biggest tournament in women's football on the continent. How does that make COSAFA feel?
You can imagine, for COSAFA refereeing, that is a huge, huge honor. The ladies put in extremely hard work to reach this pinnacle in their careers. And for COSAFA to have received that news, you know, it's amazing, and it speaks volumes for what is being done behind the scenes by the COSAFA refereeing personnel. And here I have to mention the referee manager, Mr. Felix Tangawarima. And then we have instructors like Mr. Janice Sikazwe. We have our VAR technologist, Mr. Rami Jamal. They work tirelessly behind the scenes to ensure that all the referees, and not just our female match officials, that all the referees have all the necessary tools that they need to be able to perform at the top level. And when they do perform at the top level, are able to receive these invitations to the top competitions in Africa.
We've got 6 in total going to the tournament, but we've got 3 here at the COSAFA. That's really exciting.
Again, it's amazing. And for our females to be doing that, I mean, I have to let you know, the top VAR match officials in COSAFA are females, and they're doing excellently well. And you know, you don't have to take that from me. When we watch the WAFCON tournament, they will be in action. and everybody can bear witness to that. So yes, as I mentioned, it is a huge honor for us. It speaks volumes for what is also happening in the various federations in COSAFA. You know, the various countries that the ladies come from. Obviously, we know they're not just representing COSAFA. They're also representing their federations, their associations, and then their families as well. You know, so everybody in the COSAFA region will be extremely happy that our match officials have been invited to the WAFCON.
And what's even more exciting is the fact that previously there wasn't VAR. We only had match officials going to tournaments. But this time around, we've got match officials going there for VAR, which is something unheard of previously.
Exactly. And it was also unheard of that a region in Africa is starting a full tournament with VAR. And again, these match officials have been privileged to be a part of that. COSAFA being the first region in Africa to start an entire competition with VAR again speaks volumes to what is happening behind the scenes. And again, Mr. Tango Warima's name has to come in here because he works tirelessly to ensure that refereeing in the COSAFA region is always evolving.
And lastly, this is the WAFCON they are going to, but there's also the World Cup. What are you hoping the group that's going now will do for the region and perhaps for the continent going forward in terms of perhaps raising the flag, especially of the region?
Well, this should be the stepping stone. The ultimate aim is always the World Cup, be it male or female. And we know behind the scenes that the work now needs to increase. We know the work becomes harder. We know the excellence out there as far as female officiating is concerned. So for the COSAFA refereeing personnel, it just means that we need to work harder. We need to ensure that the ladies that are going to perform at the WAFCON for the COSAFA region are not at a good or a very good level, but that they can produce consistently the excellence that is required by FIFA for them to, again, we keep our fingers crossed, that they can get the invitation to the Women's World Cup in 2027.
That's it for another episode of the COSAFA Show. We wish all our match officials at the WAFCON the very best of luck as they represent the Southern African region. Don't forget, you can listen to more of our podcasts on COSAFA's YouTube channel, Spotify, and iTunes, and also get the latest news via our brand new revamped website at www.cosafa.com.